Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Man, my finger too big. Yes, sir. Well, we got a couple people on here. How y'all doing? I'll be ready to get started in a minute, y'all. Need to start off with a little song or something. I'm coming in a little bit at the last minute. Here, I ain't got time. Let me just do this right now.
This song says, God's mercy kept me.
That ain't what I put. Yeah.
So I wouldn't let go.
I ain't want to start off like this, though. Probably need to, but I ain't want to start off like that.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that came in this tale will be busy. Rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, street dog, dogs of the world unite, dancing dog. Yeah, kind of dog, funky dog, nasty dog.
Nothing.
Why the fuck these niggas wanna go against the grain? Why the fuck these niggas wanna drag a nigga name? True story. I know some niggas who hurt me.
They hurt me.
A couple bitches who hurt me.
They hurt me.
The jury don't want me to make it.
Make it.
The DA, I know that he working.
Oh, he working.
Prosecutors wanna help me.
What?
I'm hoping they don't do me dirty.
Do me dirty.
It's 40, I got the bitch dirty. Shoot on go, he shoot perfect.
What?
I got 100 on me.
On me.
The devil ride me in my sleep.
Oh, he do.
I break a bitch in a week. Little bitch, I'm not what you think.
Nah.
I stood in the field with my hitters. I kept that rocket on me.
I do.
Hate that I had to get rid of my niggas. I heard that we're plotting on me.
Oh, it's true.
For the love of money, my homies ain't turned they back. Same niggas that still owe me on the pack. Say they gon' check me. My closest friends I knew since we was kids. Say they gon' whack me. But I ain't lying, I'm slangin' nine. And bitch, they know that so get at me. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. I would've killed for you niggas. Now I can't deal with you niggas. Talking to the grill reaper. Finna get rid of you niggas. So sick of these niggas. Claiming they hitters and killers. Showing out for them bitches. Flexing on Instagram pictures.
You a thug.
With it on my life, on my mama, we gon' be straight. My partner looked me in my face before I took that tape.
And what he do?
Then a nigga turned state. Other homie turned snake. But I can't be real with these niggas. How could they do me that way?
Yeah.
I was broke in a bitch, oh, I'm hustling, I'm on my grind, yeah. Work my way up to a quarter pound, selling dime bags. I spent 250 for the sheep. It's on the cook, I'm hitting leaf. My nigga hit me for some zip. Shouldn't have showed him word. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Have you ever gave your last $20 to a nigga that you love? And that same nigga you call your partner talk about you, dragging name through the mud.
Hail from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 Fri
All right, y'all. How y'all doing tonight? And I just come on here today. I wasn't about to have a show, but I said I got to at least turn it on to see if they got something to talk about. Because I ain't got shit to talk about. Yeah, they ain't been the greatest. Uh-oh, I hit some background noise. You got to be on my line. Hey. Ain't got no mics open. Where that noise coming from? Anyway, you know, I wasn't even about to have a show tonight, but I say I ain't got nothing to talk about. So I wanted to come on and just talk, re-announce Von Race and say hello to people and give y'all a chance that if y'all got something to talk about, I'll let y'all talk about it, you know. So here I am. If we ain't got nothing to do, then, you know, I ain't going to waste too much time. I shut it down, but at least open up. You know, sometimes some people, when you open up and let their people know they ain't going to have a show, a lot of time when I put the tag out, a lot of people don't see it, me calling anyway. So here I am, y'all. So y'all want to make this out of something, y'all got the opportunity. Come on with it. But everybody know the big day is tomorrow. Brother Ron at 41, they supposed to have quite a few lock-ins. And, hey, and the weather's supposed to be nice. It might not be too many more like this here. So if y'all got them cars ready, maybe y'all want to go on out there and have some fun. If y'all not one of them people that say, hey, I got to go to the best track in the world, and then they don't be the best track, but, you know, they don't want to race up here and get embarrassed, so they make you try to follow them down to Timbuktu and shit. And I'm willing to make that challenge, you know. But I feel like this here, it's been a delay in our program, but sometimes I don't even want to have a show until I race. So it might be some evenings on Friday where I might not really get back into it until we get some of these machines together and go out there and do some battles, whether we win or lose. But we have something to definitely talk about, because you can talk about your shit better you can talk about anybody else's shit. So we've been working. It ain't been fluent and easy. A lot of people know that. They've been had problems, and once they have problems, and they can't get right back out, because right now, man, it's hard to get parts. Certain parts you just can't get a hold to. And, you know, if you want to be right, you got to try to just stick it out until you can get what you need, because you don't want to really have no excuses why a person busts your head. You understand? You really don't. But when they bust our heads, we don't want to have no excuses. We want to say we got our ass whooped, which I don't think that's going to be too much of a problem, but at least let me get the best chance I can get. You know, I be listening to other people's shows and sitting back listening a lot of times. And, you know, each and everybody going to do what they want to do, what they program, what their vehicles. And, you know, you can't change their mind. So however you run your program, you can't let them change your mind. But it's going to be definitely some action. You know, I hear a lot of people always complain about, hey, man, they ain't doing no racing, so I might as well get rid of my car and all that. I didn't build a car for them. I built it for me to have fun. So if I don't have to do nothing but take it out every now and then, I just love being a car owner and being involved. Now, if I can get some races, that's fine, but I'm not going to sit up there and try to say I built my car basically you're saying you built your car for somebody else. And you can't have a car just in case, unless you can race somebody. That shit just don't make it. I built it for the love of the sport. The love of having a car. Grudge racing came along. We used to street race. Same thing. But I ain't going to say I'm going to sell my machine until I'm just tired of fucking with them. Because I don't give a fuck about racing myself. I just want to see how fast I can get the car to go and play with it when I'm able to. So it ain't no reason that I'm going to sell my car because Jody won't race or Billy Bob won't race. But if they want to race, then we can race. It's as simple as that. You know. Definitely don't make no sense to sell your hot rod because of what somebody else is doing. You didn't want it in the first place. You understand me? That's your car. Well, see, ain't nobody raised their hand yet. It might be going fast tonight. I ain't felt the best today anyway, so. You get a little more time. See if somebody want to come on in here. You know, I know they don't rush on to the show and start talking right away. I mostly try to hang on until certain people come in. Then they usually call and hit the one button and, you know, start a conversation, you know. But, I mean, I got quite a few people on. So, what's she looking for? Okay. Oh. There you go. I'm sorry about that. I had somebody run a little interference. They call the grandbaby. So I had to go on mute for a second and get out of here. You know, I had to run off. Now she'd be busy. She'd be wanting all the attention. And I'm pretty sure y'all that got grandkids can understand that. She loved her pow-pow. You know, at the time I used to come on this phone, man, me and the guys when we first started with the shows and stuff, all your partners used to come in and we just talked together and whoever wanted to really join us, you know, joined us. We just talked about shit and then they come in and talk about shit and the shows was much easier then. Then I don't know what it is that all of a sudden all your partners that have talked to you all day long and they come on the show now, they don't want to talk no more, you know. So I don't know what it could be on that there, you know. But we used to have a nice little group of people that used to come on and, man, we talk with each other back and forth and get down. And if anybody wanted to come on and join in, fine or not, we'd talk to ourselves the whole show. But, like, something about these shows have changed now. Even our Tosh Knox show, he'd be having the same problems a lot of times now. Here go a thing. Did it go by the couch? I tried to throw it over that way, but it went by the couch in the wheelchair. He came right back anyway. Oh, we got a hand up. Somebody got a heart. 773-3490. Where you at? Who it is, Brother D? 3490. Who we got?
Forget it. What's happening, my brother? What's happening?
You the man. What's happening, Brother D?
Forget it. Had nothing changed. It's still the same. It's the same people.
She is.
They just made a guy a little older.
Yeah.
They talk on these doggone morning shows all
yes,
day
sir.
Long.
All
and
day long.
I mean, it's only so much you can say in a run of a day.
Yeah.
You know, before you start being redundant, repeating yourself. Now, this is happening 8 days a week. So when it comes time for these blog talk shows, they done talk back.
You ain't saying nothing wrong.
It's all to it. It's not like they don't. I mean, I think they want to be on the show. But what they going to say?
Yeah.
Don't come here holding the phone. Come here. I looked up here. Yeah, it's been a few nights now. I mean, maybe Monday, Tuesday, whatever. I had 3 or 4 people on my line.
Mm-hmm.
I had laid the phone down, went on to sleep. I wake up, those 3 or 4 people still on my line. They just holding the phone. Know what I'm saying? I said, somebody said, anybody here? They said, no, right. I said, everybody just got quiet. I'm saying to myself, why y'all just holding the phone in? If everybody got quiet, why not just hang the damn phone up? But that's the problem. That's the problem
right there.
And the only reason, the main reason that dog show is able to withstand and not fall off because it's the longest running show. And therefore, he gets calls from out of 50 states. Dog probably giving calls from at least 50 to 20. You know.
Yeah, from all different states.
That would keep him afloat.
It's like a melting pot for the races, you know. But even now, I notice sometimes he can't get the show going, and he be like, "Well, if y'all want to talk, we talk. If y'all don't, I'm out of here."
He just hangs up and let him go. Yeah, hanging up. It'd be summertime. He'd be like, "Well, brother, we got 80 people on. We got 94 people on.
Right. 100 people on
the phone." See, the problem with them is that they know we do our gospel session on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So a lot of times they call in to secure them a spot. They be expecting us to go longer than we go. And when we don't go that long, then they don't come back to the phone. They're like, you know what? We ain't going to fight with them. Thanks for calling Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. Yeah.
That's right. That's what I'm about to do tonight, B. I ain't feeling the best anyway, you know, and I've been trying to push through this thing and try to keep it going, try to keep people to come on and give them, at least try to open up and give them a chance to get going. But, you know, if they don't, I ain't going to worry about it. I'm going to wait till we get to playing real hard. Then I got a lot of shit to talk about.
I would think Vaughn would be on tonight considering his event tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say
he could be on tonight considering his event tomorrow.
They might be out there on the track right now testing and stuff. You know how they is.
If I'm like, dog, these blog talk shows are like free advertisement.
That's it.
If there's a time that you should come on, you should be on now. These free advertisements for you.
Mm-hmm.
They done talked and locked in on these morning shows, man. You very seldom get locked in on a blog talk show now.
Man, I remember a time when we first was starting getting heavy with these shows. I mean, it didn't have to be too many people call in regardless. We didn't know it because we was on there talking to each other. You know, we was a crew.
Mm-hmm.
And we got on each one of our shows together. Me, Uncle Larry, Crooked Letter, Shake and Bake, Nephew, you know, the Big Head Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who that is. And, you know, and so on you. And then leading them would always call. And we just had, man, we had all the conversation in the world. And the person was welcome to come in if they wanted to. But we could talk the whole show ourselves. But now I don't know what that happened where these people act like they don't like just talking to you on the show, but they'll talk to you all day and night on the back line. When the show come on, they don't want to hit nobody and talk to you like they used to, you know.
It's not that they don't want to talk on the show. Well, they done did. They done talked on the morning show so much, they done forgot the night show. I wouldn't bet you. I was looking for a number as we talked. They be forgetting the show long. You know, they've been on the show so long during the day. Yeah, that's what time it is, man.
Yeah. You gotta just take it as a call. Can't do nothing else than that, because you can't make nobody do nothing. And that's the way I look at it, but I know I'm going to stop wasting my time just sitting on here talking to myself. I try to get it a minute because I ain't never had no fast start in the show. But it was consistent, you know. Yeah.
Like I said, I would think that Devon would come on tonight, but I'm betting you anything you want to bet and do it three times over, that they really don't forget all about it. So they on that mm-hmm. show, talking all day, every day. It's mm-hmm. what they do.
I be hearing my man on Dog and them showing everywhere, talk about everybody scared of him. He can't get no racing. And I say, like, well, I ain't got nothing against nobody. We ain't got nothing really no way.
Him and Drake been going in the last couple of days now.
Yeah, well, he can get Greg. Greg gonna make sure he can get it, and then Leon ready to race him again.
They went again today. Yeah,
all right.
Matter of fact, Greg and Sarge went ahead again today. Then him and Leon.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Leon ready to race him again, and then you know Vic now met him, and how you can say you ain't got no races?
Well, what he's saying is that he's saying he got no racing because he's not going to race up here. And he's basically saying he only going to run in Steele, Alabama. Well, that's gonna cut a lot of races. It's gonna give him races and it's going to cut races at the same time because he's not going to go to Steele, you know. Like I talked to a young man today, said he sure can't hold it. These
trucks
can't hold it.
Man, come on. Well, we know better than that. But at first he was talking about Michigan, too, was good. So when they used to holler 131, and then people were like, yeah, I go to 131. Now they the X-131 out. It ain't
well,
good enough.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening. My question is, what's wrong with these tracks up here? What is they doing in the South that they can't do up here?
Nothing.
Well, like I said, he feels
like
these tracks
the
up here. Well, he feels like these tracks up here are not getting treated like the tracks down South do.
To stop you right there, D, what treatments are they getting down South that they can't do here?
Right.
Well, here's my thing. Here's my thing with Akita. This is just my opinion on it. Before I run down South to race every week, every other week, every month, or once a year. Now, don't get me wrong. I got no problem going down there. I got guys down there that I like, guys that I love down there, man. And we treat each other like brothers. Everybody, you know, everybody have friends. And like for me, I go to trick or treat. You know, we treat me like I'm his brother, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mike Hill, Dog, Mad Man, you know? I mean, these guys down there, I'd be wanting to go and see and fellowship with them guys. So like I want them to come up here and fellowship with us. But before I would run South every week or every other week, you know, what I'm saying is before I would make down South be the only place I can raise it because I feel like the track can't hold my car, I would get together with whoever I'm racing. If I'm running Kia, I said, Kia, we don't lock in, but we got two lock-ins. Our first lock-in is going to be with the glue. We're going to lock that in before we lock the car in. We're going to find out what it costs for them to come treat this track, and we're going to split the difference in it, and then we'll lock in. I would rather do that before I go run down South.
Yeah. And you know what makes sense about that, B?
If it costs.
What makes sense about that is you spending that kind of money to pay for the blue going back and forth down there. So why not have the blue people come down here and spend the money on the glue and get the track the way you want it? Yeah, that make a lot of sense, man.
Another thing you got to add is that if you
are they using a special kind of glue down south that they can't use up here somewhere? Yeah. What? You know, I don't know.
I mean, it's just where I, don't get me wrong, I would talk to no one. It's just my opinion on it. It's just only my opinion. In my opinion is like anyone else's opinion. It means nothing
right.
to no one but you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like,
there
I'm
you
like,
go.
But I got to get that disclaimer out there. But let me say this. They feel like the guys down south is up on what's happening on the treatment. But if I paid Mass Attraction to come in here and treat this track, the owner of the track should be either running the video to see what he's doing, or he should be running his heel to pay attention to what he's doing.
Y'all talking about the racetrack.
My thing is, it's no way you could tell me that these people coming here treat this track 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different times, and you being an owner of the track, not picking up
you
on
don't
how
get
to do
wind
it.
Of it. You don't understand.
Yeah, you should.
You
should eventually.
You don't get you.
You, know, you should eventually start to pick up on what they're doing. Now, once you do that, then what we could do? We turn around then, and we won't have to pay for Mass Attraction coming here. What we do then? We just buy a drum again, a glue.
A glue.
I'm just throwing up out there. You missed something.
What if you get all the glue and they put the glue out and your raggedy ass cop still don't go down the track?
Now you got a tuna problem.
I just left it. The only thing I'm saying is, my only point is that I have no problem with going south. Like I said, I enjoy going down there kicking with Whitney, man. I got to go south just to race. A track is a track. The only difference is how it is treated. You know, that's right. You know, so
I
keep bringing them in. They would have to pick up on how they're doing it. Then, if a drummer, say a drummer, a glue costs $1,000, okay, I want to run Kid for $3,000. We run for $3,500.
That's not that don't mean shit. But you can have all the glue.
Hear me out, though, Lincoln. The point we're getting at is that why is we have to run south to race? The thing we try to put emphasis on is that if the track don't do it, it's our car. I can run you for $10,000. I can shoot and put up another $1,000 or $2,000 and get the man here to treat the track. That's what we're getting there. Before I run down
exactly.
south every week. I'm not knocking I've seen
Tucker ran in Brandon and ran for $25,000 right there at Martin Michigan. Mm-hmm. And the track worked the glue for both parties. Now, all that glue and all that stuff you asked for, guess what? They still go to the track and got to make 2 or 3 hits to get down the track. You
mm-hmm.
got to do that everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference?
Okay,
you go down south. I done went straight to Steel, Alabama, and watched them sound gun. My own eyes, if you go to my live feed, I sure did it. Go to my live feed when the last time I went to Steel, Alabama. They made 4 hits just to get down the track. So guess what? It took them all day to go down the track. So you going to do
mm-hmm.
the same thing up here, too. Only thing missing, you don't have no high-dollar tuner. That tuner got his hands hung out. Wait until you hand me that cash for me to do what you need to do. That's what that is. Because it ain't...
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, it's Gerald. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I just left 41. I'm on 41 right now. I just left the track because I just went out here. Of course, being out of town, I ain't seen a bit of that track for a while. So I just watched the Joker just now, September 1st, on this Friday night. He just went a small time Mustang. 275 or 315 he had on there. He just went 479 at a buck 44 just now. I just left the track.
Put 120 in there.
They say that
that's
ain't fast,
fast
enough.
That's faster than a lot of these guys.
That ain't fast enough.
They say it ain't fast enough.
That ain't fast enough. Well, Gerald,
I throw my hands up in there.
I just pulled out the gates of Indianapolis. I done saw, goddamn it, 10,000 horsepower cars, 1,500 horsepower cars, 4,000 horsepower cars. They going down the track. So what the fuck is the difference?
I'm pretty sure this is not the best prep tonight at all. I'm pretty sure that it wasn't the best prep. But this joker got out the line and went down there and made a trip. That's all I just see with my own eyes.
That to me ain't number a lot of bullshit. That's all it is.
That's all it is, kid.
I threw my hands in there. I said, okay, it's time to go. I said, this is it right here.
How can a 10,000 horsepower car go down the track and y'all can't go down the track? What the fuck are they doing that you can't do?
Right.
You got fucking pro mods going down the track. You got pro stockers going down the track. You got funny cars, top fuelers, top sports. They all going down the track. And they got way more horsepower than a lot of y'all got.
But they said they ain't fast
enough. Now, somebody explain it to me.
Ain't nobody with a
car
like that
that
ever went down no track. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
But you know what? You know what the man said, kid? When they say, man,
what?
The track was glued by the same people that glued it. Yeah, but the track ain't shit. Now the track ain't shit. It's a raggedy track. So you can't win for losing. If a sucker got their mind made up to what they want to believe, you just got to follow them if you want to get that ass. It's as simple as that.
Like
simple
I said, it ain't nothing but a bunch of bullshit to me.
Yeah, and that's what killed a lot of racing, too. So you know, it ain't just one thing that killed grudge racing. It's a lot of bullshit to kill grudge racing right now. That's why I don't say I build my car just to race, because I build my car because I love the sport, love having it, love to do what I can get it to do. That's my challenge right there. And knock them up upside the head is good, too, but I ain't going to sit there talking about I sell my car because they ain't doing nothing. Fuck what they do. It's what I do. You understand?
Now,
me?
I've heard, a lot of bullshit. You know, if y'all feel like they not putting down enough glue, why don't y'all buy some glue? I'm pretty sure whoever got running these tracks will put down that glue whenever you want them to.
Hey, that's what D was just saying. Bro, D was just saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you what they're going to say, you even got the glue now. It's like at our event, the track raggedy now. And that's all it is. And I don't go to no raggedy-ass track and all that shit.
I can't see the track being ragged because they just put 600 feet of concrete out there over the winter.
They say you got to have a computer, and then a computer will tell you what the track is doing. You can't feel it. But when you look at your computer, it show them everything they say.
But what happened with the joker is so fast than my car, but he jumps on me and tell me to get up there with him. But then you tell a car in your caliper you got to go down to the South Pole to race them. But you just is jumping on me with my car way less than yours. But I got to go down to the South Pole now if you got a car like yours.
Right.
It just don't make sense to me, but this is what's going on. Yeah. But when it come down to a car like mine, you jump all on me and say, what you do to me? You better see me nowhere.
Y'all missing another part, too. The people that go racing, you know they don't know how to be their own man. They got to do what somebody else did.
You're right about that, Leon.
That's true.
They got to do what somebody else. Do what Tom, Dick, and Harry do. And Tom, Dick, and Harry just don't know when he go home at nighttime. He got headaches. You know,
they called him a foot soldier.
You know,
foot soldier.
We don't have to do what I ain't going to do what Eddie did to be his friend.
That's right.
I'm just going to get on the show and talk to Eddie every day and laugh and grin with him. But we got some of these racists, they don't know how to be their own man. They got to be with somebody
yep.
else, too.
Yeah.
It's a lot of that goes on. A lot of that goes
on.
A
whole lot of that. Yeah.
These guys, some of these guys don't know how to be their own man. They got to do what somebody else do. I can learn stuff from somebody, but I ain't gonna do what they. I ain't gonna be acting like them, and you don't care me acting like them. I'm gonna do what satisfies me and what makes me happy.
There you
go. I do know this one
thing
about racing. You ain't gonna tell me. You can holler down. I ain't got nothing against down south. I love going down south.
Man, I'm telling you,
they got the baddest tunas down there. But we got some people who got some raggedy ass cars, and they only pick one place to go.
To drunk, yeah.
Keep racing and get your ass whooped. I bet you find yourself up here. I bet you stop going down there. Hey, some of the richest people in the world. Look at Bob Regal. If y'all remember, Bob Regal had twin turbo, had two cars. He did it for like 7 years, and he sold out everything. There wasn't no fun in no more. Spent too much money.
Because
he ain't winning. He goes and comes to track and looks fast and shit, but he don't win. So these newcomers again, they don't know how to be their own man. You got to be your own man.
Yeah,
I ain't got no problem going out of track. Every track I go to, I get down and out. Because I learned my
equipment. I know.
I would love to have a tuner, but they cost too much. I'm the tuner. I'm going to burn my own shit up.
Yeah.
They burn it up. That's how they learn, believe it or not. And they also burn yours up, too, if you don't know nothing. Let me pluck you upside the head for about 2 years. Every time we go out, we go a little fast at the same time. You getting clucked and don't even know it. So.
Yeah.
Each his own, but it's a lot in the racing game. It's a lot of folly. Do what everybody else do.
Yeah.
They don't know how to be their own man. These somebody got a problem being their own man. I ain't doing what Three Love doing. I can hang with it, run with it. We can talk shit together, but I ain't going to do what Three Love does. Three Love is Three Love.
Right.
Leon is Leon.
That's
some
right.
These men up here, they don't know that. They being guided by the wrong person. Believe it or not.
Yeah. Yeah, they want to look over their nose at you. That's the way they feel about it. Huh?
They can get on these shows and talk about the glue, talk about the track, talk about down south. I whooped me a motherfucker ass last week. Fuck all that.
You got damn
That's
right.
What I did. Stuck my
Yo
finger
did.
Up in his eye and closed his mouth. You gotta know it. This ain't no easy ride over here, boy.
That's right. Oh, we got a hand up, y'all.
Fuck
who
want
to join us? Come on.
Just keep going out there and sticking my finger up a motherfucker's ass.
Did somebody
yeah.
just call your name, Leon? Yeah.
I don't know.
You got down right. Get your ass down, man.
Oh, man, shut up. I got to give you $40 of mine. Don't talk to me.
Hey, Leon, let us move, man. We're going to try you with Jack Ball, Katama. Let us move.
Hey, Yak, listen to me. Listen, I love you like a brother. You're funny as hell. Yak, long as I work, get up in the morning, I got to go to work. I ain't getting nobody shit but an ass work.
Okay, I got to shut the fuck up, dude.
I ain't getting nobody. I work too hard for my money to give up some. But I love you, though. I got to give you $40 of mine. I don't like that.
Hey, why not? I'll be happy to get to you when I get fucked up.
Okay, when the last time I done beat you? You done beat me the last three times. You changed.
Yeah. Man, what
am
I sideboarding
for? What are you doing?
Where them West Side boys at? We trying to run. What Lenny them at with that Great Noble? Fuck that.
Oh,
I don't know. You gotta. You gotta hit that alert button. Where you at?
I got to make sure they ain't coming tomorrow first.
Oh, somebody just hit the one button, man. Let's see who this is.
Yeah, listen at you this second motherfucker talking. He can't get that little mogul. He can't get little mogul with that motherfucker riding on jet ball. What is he doing? I'm on mute.
Hey, man.
I'm on mute. That's just what we talk about. Motherfucker talking.
Yo, pussy ass. Get your pussy ass down. Nigga, stop being scared and get your ass up there tomorrow, motherfucker. You talking all that shit? Get your ass up there tomorrow.
I hear you.
What you want
you
to do, Cherry?
We shit. We already locked.
How weak, Cherry? How we weak?
I'm locked
how
in.
We weak, man? And
I'm
trying to run your cow
I'm
with that.
In. How? What? I'm locked in with that ball. I'm locked in with the motherfucker you holding dick with. I'm locked in with
the come on, motherfucker.
With.
Bet me three more hundred.
You've been
bet me three more hundred.
You've been talking about that little Mo. You've been talking about
hey, man,
little
Mo down, man.
I know that.
Hey, little Mo down. Hey, listen, Terry O. Let me tell you something, Terry O. I took little Mo for 3 years straight, boy, and bent you motherfuckers back, nigga. You ain't never done that. You ain't never done that.
Guess what?
And you've been racing for a long time. You ain't never done that.
Hey, what are you doing now, motherfucker? What are
waiting
you
on
doing
the engine, man.
Lately?
Waiting on the engine, man,
what
motherfucker.
What are you doing now? What are you doing
waiting
now?
Waiting on
you
the
can,
engine, man,
been,
and we got the Mustang
you
running, motherfucker.
You've been talking
hey,
all this
what
shit.
You
want to
bet,
hey,
Terry
look
O?
Look
what
here.
You
want to
bet, man? You already owe me, motherfucker. Raise the pot. Raise the pot, motherfucker.
Okay, hey, amen. Can I ask you a question? Hey, Leon.
No, I don't want to hear no stupid ass shit.
Leon, look how they popped Jet Ball 2 weeks ago, and that motherfucker up, going and running. The little moment there for two guys. Hey man, do you want to come fry some chicken with me? hey man, do you want to come fry some chicken?
Hey, Terry, maybe Lil Mo special. You ever thought about that?
No, maybe Lil Mo special.
That's why he kept gapping your dumb ass two cars. Hey, Leah.
Yes, sir.
Every
yes,
time
sir.
I race that motherfucker, I gap the fuck out of him, man.
Okay.
He don't be nowhere.
Okay.
He don't even be by
what
Little Motel like. You ain't never
okay,
been by Little Motel like,
lately?
Motherfucker.
What have you done lately with Little Mo?
Soon a man called me, tell me I'm back
so,
up.
How
nigga,
long,
I'm going to put my motor in and
soon?
Beat your ass, nigga.
How long have you been saying soon? How many months
soon
have you
I'm
been
back up.
Soon?
I thought I was going to be straight at this race, motherfucker.
Yeah,
you know how that shit go. You got to raise
a millionaire.
Hey, you got
a
car, motherfucker. You know how that shit go.
Motherfucker, oh, man, I ain't telling you, man. Stop sucking my dick, man. I don't want you to suck my dick. I thought I was going to be a millionaire back then, man. I thought I was.
Terrell. Ain't nobody going to suck your dick but that motherfucker you got off State Street, nigga, from under that bright lock, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt. That's the only motherfucker gonna suck your dick.
I know. But you
crooked walking
about,
motherfucker. You the only motherfucker I know walk
Amen.
To the left.
Amen.
Hey, Terry, get Lenny them on, Terry.
He got his number.
Get Lenny
on. He gonna call him? Okay, he gonna call him?
Yeah. He know I'm calling.
I just wanted somebody
to
call him and tell him to get on the show.
All right, I'm gonna call him. Yeah, he gonna call him?
Right.
I love this.
Right, Lenny coming out tomorrow,
Terry. Yeah, Cass. Look at Yak. Yeah, Cass is searching.
Terry. Terry, I keep saying this, man. Why you so mad at me? Because you made me, man.
I'm not mad.
How you get mad at
him?
You know something. You should never be no gang chief. You'll be a sorry ass gang chief.
Amen.
You'll be a sorry ass gang chief. Every nigga you make, you'll be mad at him.
You a good Indian. You damn sure is a good Indian.
Yeah, that's the problem now. Ain't enough Indians. There's too many chiefs.
You a good Indian.
Yeah.
Hey,
good
that's Indian. The problem now, Terry. Oh, you hit it.
Hey. That's all I got to do is say one name. Chief Powwow Vaughn, and you surrender.
Wow.
That's up, master.
That's just what we were talking about.
Hey, man. I couldn't say Chief Motherfucking Puerto Rican Pete, but you might start crying. Motherfucker, Peter and Lenny had your cop for a whole year, motherfucker. Let's talk about that.
But I'm driving. We talking about now. You beat me a whole year.
Hey, I'm down now.
Jack Ball car running, motherfucker. Hey, man. I bet you that once you get up, you don't come back to drive your car. You used to drive that junk.
Hey, man. I'm not going
to drive that junk. But you used
to. No, I drove my colors now.
You used to.
I drove my colors.
You used to drive.
I drove my colors.
You're good at it.
You shouldn't even want to talk to me, Terrio, the way Lil Mo be beating on your ass. Motherfucker,
man,
you should put a pimp on when I come around. You should put a pimp on when I come around, motherfucker. All you do is shit on yourself when Lil Mo come around.
Yeah, well, that one thing we know for real, Lil Mo ain't around now. Lil Mo ain't around now.
But Jack Ball around, watch what he do to you tomorrow,
well,
motherfucker.
We're going to find out. Well, guess what?
Oh, we're going to see.
It's going to be a winner or a loser. It's going to be a race.
Yeah.
It's going to be a winner or a loser.
It's going to be a winner and a loser. You got it right. But you're going to get your ass whooped, nigga.
And then guess what? I'm on pilot and all. I'm the driver, owner, operator.
Hey, Terrio, that don't mean shit, motherfucker.
Hey, man, you got 100 people with cars that don't drive their own car, man. Shut the fuck up. You sound stupid, motherfucker. Listen, man, listen, that's enough. I told you, retire, motherfucker. You got one more time to hit that wall, your ass really gonna be handicapped. Watch, come on, man, sing along. Oh yeah, but you can't sing it. You can sing the song. I'm sucking on Von Dick because he drive my
shit. Hey, Terrio. Hey, you sucked on a Puerto Rican dick, nigga, for a whole year. Fuck you talking about, nigga. Sucking the shit out of Puerto Rican Pete, dick. And let the star
man,
fuck you
hey,
in your ass, you old black motherfucker.
Hey, man. Have you heard Janet Jackson songs? What have you done lately?
Took Jack Ball car, fucked y'all up, fucked the West Side up. That's what we done.
We? Nah. I said you. I didn't have
oh,
nothing
I ain't
about
done
we
shit,
foundation. I ain't said nothing about the we foundation.
I ain't done shit,
Terrio.
What up, man? Talking all that bullshit, nigga.
Hey, man, didn't I just tell you raise the pot tomorrow,
motherfucker? You gonna get your ass whooped. Just tell me you want to raise the pot, motherfucker. That's all you do. Lock in a couple more dollars.
I don't want to hear none of that shit, Terrio.
Lock in a couple more dollars now. Lock in a couple more dollars, Terrio. Stop your ass from talking. Terrio, you shouldn't even want to talk shit to me, man.
I keep telling you, you shouldn't want to talk shit to me.
Have Blue Magic, Boom Magic, or whatever, ever for Lil Mo.
Not yet.
Have it ever been close to Lil Mo?
Not yet.
It ain't going to fork that weak motherfucker. You need to take your load out and sell it and junk the motherfucking body, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Damn, man. Now, I thought you wanted the wheels in the damn wheel.
I do.
Hey, man, can I ask you a question? Let me ask you a question. How can you get the wheels in the steering wheel and you can't even get a motor?
I got a motor, brother.
And you can't even get a motor.
Hey, let me tell you something, Terrio. You just stay together till that man calls me, tell me my motor through where I can gap your motherfucking ass.
Hey, man. How did Jack Bubble blow up 2 weeks ago and he's back going? But did you went down for 3 months now? Hey, man. Do you want me to make you a shirt that you will race for food?
I might got a surprise for your group ass.
Hey, man, why don't you get you a T-shirt?
I don't want no shirt like you. Won't you wear your same shirt you wore last time, you big dummy?
You big dummy.
Won't you wear the same shirt? You need that motherfucker tomorrow. Watch this tomorrow. Hey, y'all, watch this shit tomorrow. Watch the fuck that nigga got there to be crying on the line.
Jack Bow. They're going to say, Jack Bow.
Watch all them motherfuckers on the west side be holding hands tomorrow when Jack Ball got the fuck out of Terry on sweet ass.
Jack Ball.
And y'all should be ashamed. We always take one car from the south side and fuck the whole west side up with.
Damn. How many times has Jet Ball won?
He only got one up on his belt. One and one, lost one, one, one.
Oh, okay. The same car.
One and one, Terrio.
How is Jack Bubble going through the whole west side? How is Jack Bubble going through the whole west side? Mm-hmm. And he only raced the same car twice.
Cause you scary niggas out west won't go, motherfucker. That's why. Peter and them the only one to go.
He just got back together.
Motherfucker. You want to wait, goddamn it, till you've been and run. Hey. You're scary, man. Get your coward ass off the phone, Terrio.
Go burn some chicken up or do something, motherfucker. Hey, Terrio,
I just told you. Watch how the fuck we get the fuck out of you tomorrow, boy.
I like that we foundation.
Yes, it's we, motherfucker. It's always been we, motherfucker. Lenny and goddamn corner of the street and Pete had your car, motherfucker. You went by yourself a whole fucking year. You couldn't even go out of town. You sitting here in Chicago bringing chicken up and killing fish.
I don't go out of town, but I don't go out of town. I'm a 41 specialist. Let me ask you a question. What kind of everyday car do you drive, Jack? I want to fuck you up in whatever you drive, man.
I got my pickup truck, man.
I'll take that black truck and beat your pickup truck ass.
Man, you won't do shit, motherfucker.
You got a hand up. What happened? You gonna have your vet at the track?
You goddamn right. I just told you, nigga, that's the problem. I ain't enough Indian. There's too many cheese, motherfucker. That's the problem.
Okay.
I hope you have a great night tonight, Jack Ball.
Terrio,
get his ass
whooped.
Because tomorrow,
he had the first one, I got a whooping. It ain't the first time I
You gonna really get spanked. This time you gonna really get spanked. And I'm praying your ass don't run into you. Because you know you go retarded when the lights turn green.
So you pray you don't run into nothing.
Right, because you know once that light turned green, that motherfucker go retarded. He stopped biting on his tongue. Eyes shit get to twisting.
I know.
I asked your daddy, I'm like, skin, why that nigga before he take off and get to biting on his tongue and shit?
Damn. I have to make sure it's still there.
Jack Ball coming to put in a little work tomorrow, boy. He's going to put something on your ass.
Yeah, Jack Ball going to gap the fuck out that sweet ass nigga.
Well, you're a good Indian. That's for sure.
Hey, and this time, Terrell, you can't do it like when you running a little more. It's cold. It's cold. It's going to be hot in the motherfucker tomorrow.
I know that.
Jack Ball, all I can say is Jack Ball, bust your motherfucking bubble. There you go.
Well, that's okay. That's all right. It won't be the first time we get busted.
We can't take nothing from him. At least Terry will race.
I'm not light yet. Hey, I ain't afraid to lose.
Come on, man.
Fuck you.
Got a hand up.
Beat your ass, Terry.
What up, man? Motherfucker, Race Tavon here. What we gonna do?
There go Vine. It's looking good, Vine. It's looking good. The yak talking me in and everything. And 5 o'clock is looking like me and you gonna be really reminiscing about that. I need yak. I need some words of encouragement. I love that little
amen.
Indian that you got. There were one.
Amen. Bring your ass on out and go ahead and take this ass whooping. You know
there
what I'm
saying?
Go.
There you go. I need that.
You come from a long line of ass whoopers. Your daddy was getting ass whoopers. Huh. Your granddaddy was getting ass whoopers. Your granddaddy was getting ass whoopers. You just gonna fall in line. That's all.
I'm starting to think you're a freak, but I don't like getting his ass whooped.
There go Chief Powwow Vine on the phone. Indian, shut up, Indian. Let the chief talk now.
Man, let me call Puerto Rican Pete. I'm tired of your ass. Let me call Pete. Vaughn, I just told this motherfucker every time that light turned green to get the bite on the tongue, twisting his eyes and all type of shit.
Well, me and Vaughn hold each other. That's it. We've been trying to race for the last 15 years, so we need to get this off our chest. But, hey, let Powwow Vaughn speak, man. You're Indian now.
Man, is that trying to talk? All I want to talk about is tomorrow. What we doing for tomorrow? Ain't nobody trying to lock you in. We got Jack Ball called the crowd.
I don't know. He said that he was trying to find Lenny. No, man. Y'all call him Lenny.
Oh, yeah. Get in the slot. You're going to have to lift the rim.
But no, they won't go past this
step. Oh. Hey.
Man, yeah, that motherfucking Mustang out here got that, but just made a pass on the two wheels the whole eighth.
Mm-hmm.
Hell
oh,
yeah, man.
He
got
that
turbo car.
That motherfucker's worse than Puerto Rican Pete. Terry, where you go, sweet ass?
Chief Puerto Rican Pete.
You got Lenny number one. Let's see, could we race, what's the name, Nova tomorrow?
Y'all want me to call for my number, they going to get started. Somebody got to call for their number, because if they call for my number, they going to know what I want. See, it's hard to get people.
Hey. They always holler, skin and Terry O'Daddy. I think you is daddy, because you be beating on that boy.
You know it'd be hard for me to get people to answer my phone calls around race day because they think they know what I want. They think I'm calling them out, so they don't really pick up for me around race day.
Terrell, call them, tell them to get on the line, man. Tell them to call the show.
Well, we know Terrell going to pick up. That nigga probably over there now biting on his tongue, frying chicken, slobbing all in the grease.
That man over there, big over there,
See, Big Eddie, that's why.
Hey, bro.
See, Big Eddie, that's why ain't no racing going on. That's why ain't no racing going on, Eddie. You got Vaughn,
you know,
Yak, and Ryan on you bullying folks and shit. That's why ain't no racing going on.
We ain't bullying nobody, man. These boys are race. They be on Facebook talking gangster.
Maybe not us and Steve Powell Vaughn.
Man, he don't want to see Three Love. Don't want to see me in no type of way, form,
yeah,
or fashion.
Yeah. Y'all just had y'all chief on here the other night. Big drag. Nigga, y'all had Three Love's for Big Drag. Big Drag want me to take ass.
Man, get Big Drag on here, man. Put the college in their account. Get Big Drag on here.
What time it is? You know he takes them sleeping pills when the feet swell up. He gotta take them pills.
Oh, man. Come on, Yak.
Man, Yak, I talk to you every day, man. Let these niggas talk. Where they at? They at the bushes. Is there anybody over here?
Hey,
where the room? What, like the bowls say, where the boss is doing at?
Hey,
man,
well,
who
Vaughn,
was
you
with
had
that goddamn impact branch, man?
Vaughn, you had all the bushes cut down around 41. They can't hide behind the bushes tomorrow, huh?
Nah, they can't have had no bushes, man. These motherfuckers might come in here like it's Halloween. They might come in this motherfucker with masks on and shit, so nobody call them out.
Oh, man.
I thought COVID was over with, bro.
Man, shit, not for these boys. They need to be in witness protection somewhere. Where they at?
Lord, have mercy.
We got the hardest hit squad in the city of the fucking Midwest. Where y'all at, man? Press that motherfucking one button. The one button work. That one button must be broke like y'all lockers broke. Y'all lockers
broke.
Tell
that motherfucking mechanic to put that impact down.
Hey, I walked away, goddamn it. I walked away. Shit.
Who did say that, P.A.? Who said that? Oh, yeah. Ew. I was just talking to Terrio about that earlier. Terrio in denial. Now, if he would have heard what you just said, he would have thought I told you to say that.
I actually did the screw. No, mine got a little. Hold on, bro.
I'm gonna get the size on here.
You want to put the nut on the back? That's how I
look. God damn, Vaughn, get off the damn phone. Everybody to hung up.
Not bad.
No,
I just
we
had,
trying
I just
to
had
get
a
first to put the nut on the back.
Man, it looked like we took a moment of silence. Get your ass off this goddamn phone.
Yeah, this been going on since 7 o'clock this morning. Shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Them boys didn't assume the regular position. They back on their knees now.
Man, what?
They was walking. They was walking around all tall and shit. They was walking around all tall and shit when shit was broke. Them motherfuckers back on their knees again.
That's a bit
yeah.
Neat. That's a good
yeah.
To me. So I say good to me.
That's what I'm about to invest in some knee pads, because all these motherfuckers on their knees in the city, I'm about to invest in some knee pads.
Hey, Charlie Mack, they ain't got to be scared. We could do just like Private Ryan. Y'all come on out to the track.
Hey, man. Hey, yeah,
these
motherfucking lions. They was all noisy. Niggas was on here talking about what they was going to do and what they was going to bet and who they called down and all this other shit. Oh, man, it's go time, though.
Yes. You motherfuckers come out them goddamn closets at y'all house, goddamn, and get the chalk.
Motherfuckers walking around with our motherfucking rods in their pocket and niggas calling us out the next day and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That was Preacher Boy. He thought they gonna help that leg. He gonna melt it down, sit on that leg.
Yeah, but I said them niggas though. He was on the show talking about some. How he had a rod in his pocket, and these niggas run to the show and call us out with Jackball Car, and they know this man had a rod in his damn pocket. And they try to call us out with Jackball Car. You know what I'm saying? These niggas is comical, man. They comical, man.
Now they quiet. That's fucked up, man. You the only two on here talking. Yeah. That's fucked up. And all the other motherfuckers showing up tomorrow. Where y'all ass at, man?
Man, where Vic at? What's Vic going to do with toe tag? Vic got the break from Jackball. Fuck him.
He got it all day long.
I'm going to go to fuck off.
Hey, Vic.
Hold on. Hey, Buck.
At least you got a chance tomorrow.
Hey, Buck.
Huh? Yeah.
Hey, Jeremiah on there? I want to give him the back time to break.
Fuck, give us something, man. Let's put the wheels out there and see who bite on these. Go put the hot dogs on the end of the fishing line. Boss, put the hot dogs on the end of the fishing line. Let's see who bites.
Vic ain't going to go. I've been wanting his ass for a long time. He ain't going to go.
Man, he got Jeremiah to break out of the back tire.
Now he get Jeremiah the back tire.
Nobody
gonna kill his ass.
Man, Vic a gangster. I ain't never saw nobody get whooped and turn around and get a car to back chop.
I hope he changed that move.
Yeah, gangster.
Don't worry about what the fuck I did, motherfucker.
But you better do something, Jim. I gonna kill your ass.
Yeah, I hear you. Don't worry about what the fuck I did. Worry about that shit you got.
I'll beat your ass.
I hear what you're saying. I'll see you tomorrow.
We gonna see it. All of us gonna see each other tomorrow. We try to go to your behind
you
tomorrow.
Goddamn right. I'll see you tomorrow, motherfucker.
I'm trying to leave you about here with the chap pants on, with the ass hanging out.
I hear you. I hear you.
Come on, man. Not the pink high heels. Not the pink high heels. Don't do them like that.
I hear you.
I'm back. Who was that time I take back?
This bad motherfucker leaking, baby.
Leaky, what you want to do tomorrow? We gonna try you. Let us leave with Jackball Car. We gonna try Leon.
Hey, Vi. Just tell me you must be drinking or something. Now you was at the track. You know what happened. You know I'm broke.
Oh no, nah, I ain't know you was broke. Shit.
Yeah, it bust the oil pan and the damn the bracket on the strut. It broke.
Oh,
and
shit, I didn't know that.
I went to weld it, and they told me that you can't weld that because you heat the grease up inside, and the fucking shock will freeze up like that. So I done weld the motherfucker and fuck it up. Yeah, turn off pan, bust off pan. That's why I had smoke grinder down there. I just laid on in there, motherfucker, turn that light on.
Yeah. Yeah, Tebow. All I can tell you, the racing game is fucked up. Mama, as long as there ain't no show, it's a bad motherfucker out here. As soon as a show come up, they've been waiting on show come up, and then you don't hear a motherfucker nowhere, but first thing Sunday morning, a mother gonna be all on the phone. And all I tell them is what they should have, could have, would have did. I don't know what I'm saying, y'all. Man, who's working on some building, goddamn 10 buildings or something? Who's that working? God damn, who is that? Well, go on, Bill. You don't want to hear that. They already ain't talking.
He talking about who is that working. That's me working. I'm trying to fuck me a nigga up tomorrow.
No, not like that, Jack. If you banging shit around like that, you tearing up some shit. You ain't working. You tearing up some shit.
I know. Hey, I'm just like you at your job. Right now, I'm stealing.
No, I don't do that. I got too much time in there. I don't do that yet. They just give it to me. I ask for it.
Halloween.
I ain't doing that. Hey, I'm married to that motherfucker, job. I ain't taking shit.
Right.
That's what you got. You know when a motherfucker love their job, boy.
Yeah, yeah. I love that motherfucker job, Jack. That motherfucker pay the bill.
I'm fucked with this time machine. I got to preach my old lady top.
Well, it sounds like you're tearing that motherfucker up. You ain't fixing this shit. All that thing you doing.
Man, I'm fixing this motherfucker, Leon. I don't want to hear him out. I want to be able to come out and talk shit with y'all tomorrow. I don't fix this goddamn tie. I can't come out.
Well, you better fix that tie because I want to see you tomorrow.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. You know I want to laugh at everybody. Laugh and have some fun. What's that?
Hey, Eddie. Where Eddie go?
Hey, that motherfucker.
Damn, Eddie left the show too?
I'm right here, Leon. I'm right here.
I'm going to switch
man,
it up
you know,
a little bit, Eddie.
Eddie went in the car with me, y'all.
Hey, no bullshit, Ed. I'm gonna be for real for a minute. Why is it?
All right.
And we can talk about that because everything else is quiet. Bonds and Jackson came on in and fucked the show up anyway. But why is it?
Yeah.
Ain't no show a motherfucker bad than a motherfucker. Now the show didn't came, the racing came. That motherfucker don't want any race.
Yeah, man, that's right. Shit, they know
what's
they
up,
fuck
Benny?
Around talk shit now. They go ahead lock in. Damn,
yeah,
that.
Leaking. How long have you been racing? 30, 40 years now?
About 30.
Well, goddamn, if you don't know by now, you'll never know.
What up, Benny? Pull up and pop. I mean, I don't know, man. You know, that's why, listen, I don't care what they say, what they do. I'm not investing no more money in my car. Anything I had, that is up for sale. I keep talking. I've been telling y'all for the last 6 years. The race is over with.
The closer it gets to a race show or whatever, the quieter it gets.
Yeah. That's sad. Mothers ain't racing. Mothers get on these shows and talk all the shit in the world. And then the people who give them the conversation, they need their ass whooped. Because them mothers ain't racing. It's just a bunch of motherfuckers on these phones. In the racing world, I don't care about how you got to pay this, you got to pay that. Why you do all that talk on these talk shows and when it comes to a race, you motherfuckers don't want to race and y'all don't want to have the man support a show. Eddie, this show gets boring. Shut this motherfucker down. Let these motherfuckers go home and look at the walls.
I almost didn't do the show tonight, man, but I thought about it. I said, well, I'm going to get him a chance.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man.
Hey, Lincoln, you might want to come out the closet. They on here.
Yeah.
Tell Eddie, look on the board. They on here. Believe me, they
on here.
How many y'all on here, Eddie?
I don't know if Lenny on here. You know, you don't never hardly hear them until the Sam show. They seem like they're allergic to Friday night.
How many do you see on there, Eddie?
Shit, I'm damn near full, kid.
You damn near full, man, but four or five people talking.
We got quite a few mics open, but it ain't compared to nothing like what we got on the board.
That's why I told you that a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
if you keep Vaughn and Ryan off your show, somebody might want to raise.
Well, Ryan don't come on the show that much, man, because he can't say on my show, he can't sit there and say, nobody want to race me, because then you have Leon say, I want to race you, and so-and-so, I want to race you, and, you know, he go on dog show, because ain't nobody on there trying to argue with him when he say that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then he got ultimatums that anybody race him got to go down south, not 131. I remember when they used to say, well, meet me at 131, I'll race you there. Nah, 131 ain't good enough. Come on, man. That don't make no sense. I don't want to race nowhere up north. They all got bad tracks. It ain't talking about the glue no more, because that's been proven that you can get the same guy up here and prepare the track. So now they say the track's fucked up. And I say, well,
Lord have mercy.
How the track's fucked up? Everybody else flying down them. Well, they don't go as fast as we run. And you got to have a computer. You got to have a computer to see where the track fucked up at.
Okay.
So this is the shit we hit now. So, hey, man, ain't no winning. All I want to do is get our shit able to run north or south. And just go on
so
ahead
in
and oblige them. I don't know. I'm just going
to say,
what the problem
so
is,
other words,
Big Eddie. In other words,
they got computers in their cars to tell them if the track fucked up or not. Is that what you're telling me?
Right. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
they need a computer to tell them that. They can't feel it in their car. They say you got to look at the graph on the computer. It tell you everything.
Motherfucker
just scared check her ass whooping. That's all that is.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And then when I say, well, man, there's plenty of cars out here riding like y'all riding. They ain't riding fast as we riding. And then also they say, I don't want to take no power out of my car. I don't believe there's no track they can go to and have that car at full power, man. They gotta adjust the power to the track regardless of where they at.
You racing the track, not your opponent anyway.
That's right.
Where they get
That's
on that
right.
bullshit at?
Hey, if you can't take it off, you ain't having no fun, man. Because we smile at the wins and losses, get that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but how you gonna? If you scared to lose, you shouldn't have a fucking car, man.
You got a point there, Jack.
Yeah.
You should have a car. You can't win them all, man. Only motherfucker I know got a good ass record like that is Double Motherfucking D.
Maybe they want to test their car and see what's going to happen first. We give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's see if they're going to race them. Today,
listen to this, Vaughn. Listen to this. Little Mo went running right. We ain't never shook Little Mo down 3-4 times. We shook that car down racing that white Mustang 3 times trying to get it right and could have said, we going to pay the punk out. We still got up there, and took a chance and ran them boys. You know what I'm saying? You never know what might happen. Shit, motherfucker, get
That's
up there, break on the line, and we get away. We still ran them boys, win or lose. What did you say, bro? Fuck it, try their ass. It ain't nothing but a race.
Mm-hmm.
I told the car ain't running right. You said, fuck it, try the ass. Ain't nothing but a race. We lose, win, we win. Shit. That was wrong with people today. They can't accept no losses, man.
Yeah.
Man, we just did that shit just got there 2 weeks ago, got there when we was winning it. And Pete Man was flying up. I was like, no.
And see, I can't say too much right now because we ain't 100% ready to go. So we trying to set the car up now where we can wear both set of tires, big tire and small tire. So therefore, the people we really want, we going to follow their ass right where they want to go and beat their motherfucking ass. And then there ain't no excuse. I just don't want them to get away, that's all. We ain't never ran no small tire, so we got to build a car for it to carry the small tire, come back up here, slap the big tire on it. We got to have both tunes, and then we going to do something. See, it's so hard to get parts nowadays, y'all know. That you just can't get the parts like you want them the next day no more.
No, you got to wait.
Yeah. But we coming.
Believe me, I know.
We coming. It will be this year. Yeah. So that's why I don't do too much talking no more, man. Because I'm tired of just talking. Because I usually just talk just to have fun. But some of the shit they say to me now kind of hurt my heart. So I just won't talk no more until I can give them what they're looking for.
Win, lose, or draw, man. It hurt your heart, nigga. Buy some bubble gum and close your eyes and chew it. You be all right.
Yeah, man.
You get a goddamn tooth hitting together. You be all right. Yeah, but
yeah,
that's
man.
The thing, though, y'all. People just, I don't know if they scared to step a loss or I don't know what it is, man, but shit. Racing is racing. It's all about fun to me.
Nice. Hold on, y'all. I got to go on mute for just a second. I got to get some attention.
Well, we gonna enjoy the graduation that we do get. And who y'all got on the Vic and Jeremiah record? I'm going with Jeremiah. He's gonna get Vic ass.
Yeah, probably a whole lot of people might go with Jeremiah because he done won twice, so I don't know.
Yeah.
He ain't won twice. He won once.
Man, I'm riding with Vic. Fuck that. I'm riding with that money, Tyler.
Whoever that was that said that he gonna got me, bet he got me, motherfucker. That's what you do.
I bet I got that black car with grandson. That's what I bet I got.
Okay, well, get up there.
Ooh-wee.
Get your ass up there tomorrow. Get up there.
Get your ass up there tomorrow,
uh-oh,
nigga.
Get up there.
Get up there, nigga. Lock in.
Okay, lock in. What you want to do?
Lock in. 5-on-5 or better.
He's just talking, nigga.
Lock in. What you mean? Get you some free lockup money.
I don't want free lockup money. That's the problem. I'm a drag racer. I could have got that from Jeremiah, but I ain't that type of person. I want to race, motherfucker, now.
Well, you want to race, then lock in a race. I bet you I race you.
Just like I said, I'll see your ass tomorrow, nigga.
Man, you ain't going to look my way.
Yeah, okay. Why wouldn't I? Hey, Vine, guess what? Vine, guess what?
When I got it.
Hey, Vine, guess what? I whooped your ass already. You ain't whooped me, so now I'm up on you, motherfucker. Remember that. Remember that.
Look, can you take that back up? I want you to look for a Dominator. 1050 Dominator. Stop and see what the jet and style is.
Hey, preacher boy, what you go on mute?
Hey, man, will
ass?
You quit talking about carburetors and go to mute?
You want to lock in?
I didn't know I wasn't on mute.
It's a 1050 Dominator, come 88 or 94.
Get your ass out the way before you get a lock
Hello?
In.
Yeah.
All right.
Can you tell Mama to come on?
All right.
Oh. Oh, man.
Man, I thought we going to see a good one, Vic. Goddamn. Vic, I thought we were finna see a good one.
Who you scared me?
Yeah.
Because you're holding court tomorrow with Jeremiah.
Yeah, that's going to be a goodie. Everybody keeps talking about them two Corvettes. I don't think that's going to be no good a race as everybody thinks it's going to be.
Oh, man.
I got double D with the gap. Anybody bet?
All right.
Yeah, who would I want to bet on the gap?
Me?
Yeah, how much?
On what race, Yvonne? Girl? Yeah.
On the double D and the Corvette and Bucko. You think you'll bet on the gap?
Yeah.
How much?
200.
We locked for 200. That he got, double D got that Bucko. I like that.
Sure. Who is
I'm
that, Gerald?
I'm saying double D go gap him.
Right. Yeah.
I'm saying double D go. All right. We over 200.
Who
is that, Jerry?
What's up, Nate Yak? Yeah, what up, Yak?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, Mr. Yak.
What y'all want to do with Tidy Boy car, Jerry?
With what? What y'all want to do? With what?
With Jack Ball.
With Jack Ball car, right? What y'all
yeah,
tell
us
we had?
Yeah, we said y'all had the back.
The back? You said the back side of the brake?
No, we said the back tire.
I thought,
come on. Let's try for a little money.
In there somewhere.
Man, let's try for a little money, man.
We'll the back
tire.
The break. Y'all always say y'all said we had the break before, right?
Y'all get it. Y'all get it.
Back tire the break.
How much? Y'all get
it. Yes. Sir. What time y'all running? What time y'all running? What time y'all running? We got to take down anyway.
Man, we run the Terrio at 5. We'll run y'all at 7. Y'all got the back tie and the brake.
Oh, man.
Oh, I was typing. I'm pretty sure we'll do that. We're gonna shake down a little bit, and we're ready. Y'all run at 5, so okay. Yeah, we go. Come on with it.
What y'all want like?
Oh,
let me call him
and see
if I want to lock anything in. If not, we're going to just see y'all at the track. We're going to be there anyway.
We
got
to
shake down.
Be there. We like to pencil in. I'll schedule
it. I got the headline. What's that, Vaughn? Damn.
I said we were just trying to pencil in our schedule. That's all.
Oh, okay.
What's up with that motor car?
We the motor car should be there too. They're gonna be there.
Y'all wanna try this 66 Nova on the motor?
Yeah. Yeah, we might try that new Nova too. We're gonna look for some motor action. I know they mentioned it. So yeah, we might try that old Nick. Yeah, we gonna be up for anything right now, honey. We might not let too much get away. It's the end of the season.
Y'all better stop talking about motor cars. Y'all know Rob is a goat. He's a goat with that motor car.
Rob ain't going to win.
Eddie, that was a good one.
Rob ain't going to race.
I got to call Eddie, too. Eddie right there. Hey, Eddie. Eddie, can I call you on your cell phone real quick?
Yeah.
I got somebody. I got something personal to talk to you about. Okay.
All right.
Let me call you real quick on your phone.
All right, okay. Y'all hold on now.
Let me switch over.
We in already. Where the rest of the people switch over? Yeah.
All right, let me get the number here so I can. I got it right.
312. All right, here it is.
Fish.
What up, y'all?
Nothing on this talk show. All these weak motherfuckers on here ain't talking about shit.
Anybody talking about nothing?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna load this damn trailer, man.
Oh, they hear you. They hear you talking.
Oh, okay. Well, would you lock me in?
Yeah, you in. Kimo.
Yeah, I'm here.
Where
Kimo
at? Man, we gonna take Jack Ball con kill them boys. They quiet as hell.
Yeah. Terrio stupid. He already know he done fucked up. Terrio know he fucked up.
Man, Terrio a special child. You know Terrio's special.
Yeah.
That's the only
by,
one.
By 5:30, I want my cash out to be jangled.
Yeah.
Jack Ball gonna
kill him. Hey, he gonna stop biting on his tongue, goddammit, about 4:15. That motherfucker gonna stop biting on his tongue, try to make himself have a seizure.
Right. Yeah, he's stupid like that. He might have a seizure tonight. Ain't no telling. He might have a seizure tonight.
Nigga gonna bite the shit out of his tongue. I get sick. I ain't got the race. I might just trade the punk out.
Mm-hmm. He might do that. I ain't gonna put it past. He might pay that punk out.
Oh, dumbass. No. Terrio will go. He'll go.
He will.
Yeah, he'll go.
I hope he goes so y'all whoop him and then you got to send that 500 on over.
Man, we're going to whoop shit out here, yo.
Yeah.
We trying to whoop him on them motherfuckers from the west side. Got a car.
Ooh. I heard you was calling Pete to see if he was able to come and race. I know he got checked in.
Yeah, we trying to run that got dog Nova they got.
Oh.
That great Nova.
Yeah. Okay. Man. I'm listening.
Yeah. Ain't nobody on here. Everybody went in the closet.
They all
motherfucking wrestling
for tomorrow.
Yeah, everybody listening but don't wanna say shit. Coward motherfuckers.
Oh man.
Yeah, they listening. They don't wanna say shit.
Oh, they just listen.
They scared we're going to take Jack Ball car.
Jack
fuck
Ball.
Fuck him up.
Jack Ball is what his name is. Racing is his game.
Yeah. Yes, sir. It's quiet as hell on here. That don't even make sense. And tomorrow is race
right,
day, and everybody's quiet. What, you feeling?
Yeah,
hey, I show up.
No, I wasn't about to hang the show up. I had to I had to holler at my man here. Got some good news and everything, so I'm pleasant to hear. But, yeah, I'm here. I'm here for y'all, man. Like I say, if y'all wasn't talking, I'd have been hung up. I wasn't going to do the show tonight. But I said, hell no, I got to do the show. Give Von a chance to come on and talk.
I got to go. I hear y'all tomorrow. I may come over. So I call y'all in the middle.
Yeah.
You
right.
Might as well. You ain't doing nothing.
All right, kid. I might come over there, kid. I'll see y'all.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one. I'm finna hang up because these motherfuckers ain't talking about shit. They ain't talking about shit.
It's up to y'all, man. Y'all the show. I'm just hosting the show.
Von still on here?
Hey, what?
I'm here.
Von's already off the show.
Hey, kid, he already getting everybody off the show, man.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
See, when Von make threats, they be for real, man. Some people just be talking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see what they do. I'm trying to see if they're trying to go train or not. That's what I'm trying to see. No, I ain't got no girlfriend, boy.
Yeah, boy.
How you doing? I'm good. How are you? I don't know the OR switch. Where the big stuff at? Where the $4 right there?
Oh, man. Hey, one thing I can do for y'all, if y'all want me to now, that'll get y'all fired up. I can play that famous song.
What? On that trans break of Fry That Fish?
The trans break, baby, we ain't got no fish to fry.
You know what we do? Start frying that motherfucker. Maybe they'll start talking shit. Just call the cars out and start playing.
Oh, man. Everybody that want to hear the trans break, say ah.
They waiting on somebody.
I don't think nobody heard. I don't think they heard me. I think my mic was muted, man. Hold on. Let me say this one more time. Everybody on the show that want to hear the trans break, say, say, all right, here we go. Breakdown. Here we go. Breakdown.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what flop?
Sitting on my trans break, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor.
Sitting on my trans break, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor.
There I go, baby, and I'm in the groove.
On the motor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Attention. That is all.
Oh, man. Y'all crazy.
All right, drivers. Start your engine. Anybody fired up yet? Should be in the burnout by now.
Hey, I'll tell you what I do. Anybody want to race their golf car tomorrow? They got the break. Lock y'all ass in. Y'all got the break.
You might have to wait till tomorrow yet.
Man, I'm trying to get them tonight. Can you forget that? They got to come out the closet. They can't stay in there.
Mm-hmm.
Preacher boy, you got to break with your golf car.
Oh, shit.
Green Love got to break with his golf car.
Y'all ran Preacher Boy on mute.
Man, they got the break. Let's get some started.
Well, I guess that if these guys ain't got, it ain't about what they got to race. It's just if they would have to race, and they're scared of what the results
well,
might be.
You brothers come out tomorrow, and let's have a damn good time. Let's enjoy each other, man, and have some fun tomorrow. Let's laugh. Let's watch these cars race and enjoy ourselves. And each of you fall out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Come on now, fellowship, and we're going to be all right.
Oh, yeah.
Flop, next year you got to come up here, Flop. I'll let you brothers y'all have a good night, man. See y'all tomorrow.
Hey, I think I'm going to follow your lead. Anybody else got something else to say?
That's it. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
All right, man. Well, that's going to be it, y'all. We heard prayers break tonight for those who is my fan, and I want to say good night to y'all, and thank y'all for coming on. Thank you very much.